Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I worked out for the first time in maybe 3 or 4 months because as I was taking out the trash on, Friday evening, I saw a young lady run by in athletic wear and I said, well, that's a bra and panties. What just happened?
I'm not sure whether I want to have another drink or not.
It's just can, a...
You look really so you
do,
poor.
Can you do the credit card bit again?
They're not accepting my credit cards. I want that building. I want that building!
You don't know that in the 1950s, gangs in the streets of New York danced a lot.
Dance fighting.
Would really you don't. Not say that it sanitizes street fighting?
Well, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I don't have any time for that.
Yeah, horrific. I'll watch World of Dance if I want dance fighting.
Yeah, World of Dance.
Can you hear me dance?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Windblown, looking so windblown. Yes, siree, I'm looking windblown.
You know what's I'm so obsessed. Great? When you first click on your camera in the morning, it's like your house is devoid of mirrors.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's the first time you've seen your hair every day.
I jump out of the shower.
Yes, you do.
I do. The only thing I really pay attention to after I shower is a very detailed husband of an esthetician skin program, which supersedes paying the amount of attention to my hair that I should. As you know, as my hair begins to thin at the front, I'm constantly obsessed with it. I did not put any what they call product in my hair today because I am planning on going by the Hispanic barbershop today with my son. And so, it'll be shorn to a level where I don't have to think about it that much. Yes?
I'm curious because right now the way that your lighting is set up, I can see a bounce of the light through your hair to your scalp. It may be time.
To like cut it all off?
Or go to Bosley.
Oh, Bosley.
What's Bosley?
It's a hair transplant place.
But it's, they have it on. But you know what it is? But it's budget.
At 62?
As I recall, Bosley, they budget it properly, right?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. This is no endorsement. I would send
it's
you
Monday,
to Istanbul.
Oscar. It's Monday. I have to make a slight correction.
Please.
One particular piece of light that I don't put on myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to correct.
Don't you see it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to help the man.
It almost looks like the sun has grown hair.
It was like sheer curtains.
Yeah.
There. Much better. Oh, my God.
There you go.
God.
Light directly over my head.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you.
It's not a backlight. It's
trying to help
my head.
Here.
It's a light that I don't use for the broadcast.
This is so much better. So much better.
And, Mike, you should know that a Bosley.
It's almost a little Dutch boy there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you wearing wooden shoes?
I've actually thought about this, and this is, and I'm sorry, Mike, to tackle this right at the top of the show.
That's all right.
I get, it's because of my age, and maybe the algorithm knows my hairline is receding faster than any NASCAR Sprint Cup Series any weekend in America, where it's literally going away. It's go every month. This is going back further and further. Look at my hairline.
Yeah, but what
you don't have one, so you don't know.
What was the
Mike? Look at your hairline.
What was the NASCAR thing?
Don't worry about it, Mike. You still have hair.
I now, if you look, there's the
perfect.
But I can go like this.
Okay, I'll do the
same. So you're sort of combing forward and back.
I'll do the same. Look. We have.
Oh wow, yours.
Yeah,
same
affliction.
Yeah, but I'm older. I'm a lot older than you.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go any back any further. But this already bothers me. Where are yours? You got to go back further.
Well, yours is the easiest.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, because you just shave it.
It's
so
gone.
You're fine. I mean, I don't know. It's when you do it. The fact that we have a job that puts us, to even see each other, we have to be on camera.
Yeah. Right.
You get a little vain about
wrong
that.
With vanity. And,
clouds in your coffee.
I'm not at the point where I want to do a shave thing because remember we've done that before and that didn't go over all that well. I'll consult with either Jonathan or Jonathan or Angel or Raymond today. Whichever guy I go and I see.
I think you have to.
Is it Ray Romano?
No, it's Ramon.
Oh, Ramon.
You're in a special spot that I actually think is viable. You don't have to go like full hair transplant like Rob to look normal.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to essentially, like in a golf course, like get the rough, the bald patches. They'll take half of the back of your hair. They'll probably hair transplant the back of your hair.
No, never would do that. I made that decision in my 20s. You mean like when they moved the hole?
Yeah.
I was working with a gentleman named Dennis Reese back in the 80s. Sales guy. Funny guy in a very weird way. Dennis and I had a very weird relationship.
Was he like many radio people? Was he broken?
He was so broken.
I know. I'm sorry.
But he was a sales guy. There were sales guys that, because of their balls, that went over the line to the programming side and were fun to hang out with because they weren't intimidated by radio personalities, whereas a lot of salespeople were kind of like standoffish to radio personalities.
Usually the best salespeople. Like you.
The best people in salespeople you, can communicate with the radio.
If you build over $1 million, you could do whatever you wanted.
And the people that were the hustlers that loved the money of it, making money selling radio, would cross paths. Dennis crossed paths so much that, first of all, he had a laugh that was like,
I love that.
And he was kind of dumb, but dumb enough, not so dumb that he didn't know how to make money.
He was kind of dumb.
it was like, but we used to have legendary ratings parties at the old radio station. And I've told this story before. Dennis and I got into a habit where at a ratings party, when everybody was hanging out, we'd give each other a jaw shot. We'd punch each other hard. Yeah. Worst one he ever got me was at Blackie's. I think it was Blackie's or,
House of Beef.
Or Lulu's.
Right across the street from here.
Right across the street, right down in that area. He got me one time.
They were adjacent, weren't they? Lulu's and
Blackie's?
Right
next to each other.
Yeah, I thought so.
He got me in front of the general manager. I'm talking to Alan Goodman. I was like, bam, like that.
How does that start?
We just liked hitting each other.
But
it was
why?
Because he was violent, I was violent.
I know,
we used to do that
in high school.
You know, it's
like
fun.
Who could take
a shot? It's childlike. It was juvenile.
We
hugged
in high school.
I got him in a limo one time that was just spectacular. Where he's like, well, I'm talking like that. Yeah. And I just go, bam, boom. Like that.
You know, that's...
It was always payback. It was like payback.
It's not full-blown, I'm going to knock you out.
No.
It's enough to hurt.
Yeah.
No.
But
it hurts.
But funny.
Okay.
But funny. That's what it's like Jackass. It's like Jackass. Guys do that.
Oh, you used to do this, right? With the sugar gliders?
No. Like just punching things. I mean, that's terrible.
Well, it's not terrible. It was kind of just being childish. And
break each other's balls like ball tag.
Ball tags. Like, for example, you're with your mates.
No.
And you get ball tagged? Oh, you've gotten ball tagged.
No.
No?
Everybody's gotten ball tagged.
No one's walked up to you and just tagged
you. Where you flick your hand on the guy's bag?
That seems to me over the line. Way over the line.
Look, maybe it's why I'm 62.
No.
And I still watch Jackass.
I did as well. 30 years. I mean, literally, ball tag is a rite of passage with your boys.
It's fun. It's a guy's thing. It's a hang out with the guys.
Okay.
Pony?
No.
We
never just like go around and hit each other on the balls. That's, again, this is terrible behavior. Hey, I'm ball tag you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, now the threats
now
are coming out.
That's more of a fantasy of yours, to be honest.
A lingering ball tag?
Very slow.
Look what I did.
I don't know. But he went through, the whole reason I brought up Dennis went through hell. With hair replacement.
And it was when it was primitive, right?
Oh, yeah, it was primitive now, that it looked like he'd had giant, like huge circles of bloody mess pulled out of his back of his head
now.
To put on top of his head.
Different now.
Really?
Lasers are involved.
Well, I have no interest in doing that. If I start to really lose it, I'll just cut it shorter. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go through that. I'm old. I'm elderly.
I'd do it. If there was a sponsor that came through, I'd do it.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I do.
I would.
I'd do a nip and a tuck sponsor in a million in a minute. But I don't think I do that. So getting back to, listen, before, I one of the
I'd
great
go to
things
Istanbul
about
at this point.
Not Constantinople. Really?
Yeah, well, just because, well, it, I mean, if there wasn't an impending war, a global war, not just the one in Ukraine, I would go. It seems dangerous now.
So give
we
it a few
will
months.
Touch on that today on the Mike O'Mara show because yeah. we have to. What?
I said give it a few months before you fly overseas to get
Timing
your hair
says
done.
What?
To Turkey.
Anyway, I just here's what I wanted to mention.
Please.
In this day and age, they do studies about how watching continuous coverage of what's going on in the world can wear you out and run you down. I'm here to say I have no idea what the ramifications are of 24/7 war coverage and watching this misery that you know, now becoming normal to see these horrific things. I can't describe it. I don't know how much it's effing up my kid. So I'm trying to keep that to a dull roar. He's having a tough time going to school, which has nothing to do with anything. Doesn't have any enemies in mm-hmm. school. Doesn't have teachers he hates. He's just weepy.
No Russian teachers.
I don't want to go. Well, no Russian teachers. Okay.
There's a.
It's just a. It's a weird time for all of us. So I. One of the great joys of doing this show is running in here and yeah. watching something that I enjoy so much that I wish I could start the show at that moment. I am here to tell you that this movie that I watched last night that I believe has already garnered a SAG award for Best Picture is the feel-good movie of the last, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 years. It's that good. It's fantastic. It's educational. It is, yeah, is it formulaic? And these reviewers that get on and don't like the fact that there's a formula can bite me. They can absolutely, because a formula is what a movie is. You introduce the story, you tell the story, you give the ending to the story. And if it happens to be a happy ending, there are these reviewers in New York that just can't stand that. They hate that. How this movie garnered one bad review is beyond me. When I love a movie, I become attached to it, and I read the negative reviews on it and go, are you kidding me? Because it was a formula, and because it's been done before, the formula type that they use, F you. It was that good. This movie is called Coda. I don't know if you've heard of it yet. This movie, I believe it won the Best Picture at the SAG Awards. It's got Marlee Matlin.
Is it about the host of the Today Show?
It is not. It is not.
Well, that's Hoda.
It was spectacular. It is Children of Deaf Adults is what Coda stands for.
Okay.
And that's the story. It's just the coming of age story of a young girl that has a deaf family. And I'm here to tell you, if you're overloaded with the war, if you are overloaded with the negativity of everything we are dealing with, this movie, there wasn't a frame of this film that I was not 100% engaged with. There wasn't any part of this movie that did not hold my interest. It was so, it was just
Did you enter
fantastic.
Into it knowing what to expect?
Not at all.
Okay, that's
I
huge.
I knew one thing that it had gotten an award. And then the second thing I knew, because I watched just enough of the trailer to say, okay, I'll give it a try. And I knew at that point that she was the daughter of deaf adults. Other than that, nothing. And I dive back in.
I'm looking at the cast right now. Good looking
cast. It's Coda. It is
really diverse.
It's so amazing to think about. And as far as educational, to communicate to those of us in the hearing world, that is just, what did he show you? Why are you smirking?
Because he's doing a little behind the scene Oscar show for
me. I just said it's really diverse. It has a really diverse cast.
And then he showed me 4 white people.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always, well, he's brown, so he's always going to make it about color.
Yeah, remember? but can't you just take joy in the fact you can hear?
I'm all about La Raza.
What's that? Well, Mike, I'm glad you like that because
what is La Raza?
That's Latino, like the race, like La Raza.
The race.
Our race.
No, the race.
I can't begrudge you that. You know what? We haven't been profiled. Right? You've been profiled, haven't you?
Yeah.
Multiple times. So
Last time I was profiled, you get a
total free pass on this show when you're talking about that.
Last time I was profiled is when I went into an all-you-can-eat restaurant. But other than that, nothing.
Sit him over here.
far from get away from the ice cream machine.
Section 8.
I hesitate to give more information about it because I want everybody to watch Can it you, and okay, enjoy
you,
it.
You're not going
to
spoil it, but what is like what made you feel great about it? You usually hate everything.
I this film, Oscar, it does well. The thing I think I liked the best about it was that it didn't soft sell the idea of hearing impairment. It really, I don't, who thinks about people that unless you're in the family, that people that are challenged, mm-hmm. that can't hear, that are deaf. Mm. You don't see movies about the deaf often.
I felt like they teach sign language in grade school now.
They do sign language, but it's still, look, you watch this movie and you tell me, I still understand that the people that are deaf, that are too deaf, there's only so much sign language that the average schmoes, even with kids learning it, they forget it.
Sure.
And the communication difficulties and the lack of empathy from the deaf people for hearing people.
True.
Because the girl's got a singing voice and she's phenomenal at it. It's
sweet.
It's so kind. It's so sweet. But it's not. These are not perfect people. They're not perfect relationships. And there's a little of everything. You know what's not in it? What's not in it is just a-holes for the sake of a-holes. It's just there. And everybody is kind of just getting by. And I just, I'm so touched and moved by this film. And it was just a moment to reaffirm what it feels like to be a human being and be happy for other human beings because, we're so overloaded right now with just this horror, Mike, that we are experiencing on TV.
On
it's 60 terrible,
Minutes
you know?
Yesterday.
I watched it.
Yeah, well, you start off with the just mortifying, just sad.
It's beyond
you
sad.
You hear the dog crying from a mortar and a family that was just killed. I was like, weeping with my father just watching this. It was just so sad.
We don't know when this is gonna end, and I understand completely how people feel about airspace and getting involved and mm-hmm. escalating this when you have a man that I do believe, I think almost I would assume most Americans believe he would be capable of using nuclear weapons, and that's the that's what we're dealing with right now. I mean, the Cold War is thrust in front of us right now. It was such a great escape to get away from that by
and then
watching
you have,
this film.
To your point, full circle to the blind skier.
Yeah,
which was
there, phenomenal
like,
too. Mm, yeah,
this is wild.
It was great too. Did you skip over? It's funny. Do you watch 60 Minutes live, or do you skip over? Do you record it and skip over it?
My parents are so cheap; they don't have DVR.
Okay, so you have to
to watch it live.
Yes, I skipped over COVID. I couldn't handle Ukraine and then COVID.
All
even
great
though
news.
It was even though it was great news on COVID, I still was like, I'm over COVID. I'm fine with moving past it. It is great news, ladies and gentlemen. The variants are not plentiful like they were for a while. We're doing okay with COVID. We're moving forward with COVID. And it's terrific. It's not so terrific that a governor can say to children, take your masks off. This is theater.
Which like governor is that?
Like our dick governor down here.
Yeah.
But it's just, if you want to escape, please check that movie out.
I'm glad you saw a movie you liked.
What do you mean? I've liked movies.
I know, but
right?
I'm saying I saw a movie that I've been dying to see, and it totally let me down. Yeah,
Was it the Batman?
No, I'm saving to see the Batman this Saturday with my son, who's coming home on spring
break. Theater.
You gonna actually go to the first movie theater movie? God, I think since Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Don't know. Maybe The Cobb. I don't know. But
awesome.
By the way, what streaming service is Coda on? Do you know offhand? Because
Apple
people
Plus.
Are going to want to find it.
Apple Plus.
Okay, very good. I went to HBO Max and with great excitement tuned in the new West Side Story.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I am a third generation fan of West Side Story. My grandmother loved it. My dad loves the film. I think
tonight,
it's got great score.
I've never seen it.
You would love the original, I think. Actually, not knowing the original, you might like the new one.
I always confuse West Side Story with The Outsiders.
Different. Yes. Very different. Less singing in The Outsiders.
Sharks and the Jets.
Yeah, but kind of a, you know, street gang.
A street gang. But yeah. It really, you know what? I was so, so disappointed because I like Steven Spielberg. Who doesn't like Steven Spielberg and his body of work? What it looked like was he captured with big money a High School Musical. There were no recognizable. There's the problem that I kept saying to Carrie, and she walked away eventually because she hates musicals, is there's no faces, no recognizable faces, nothing you want to grab onto as a personality in this. And if you look at the original with Natalie Wood and Richard Boehmer and George Chakiris, these are real Hollywood stars that are up there. And also,
Natalie Wood, right?
The oh my star God, stars, yeah, yeah. Right? But then you look at this, and also for some reason, the whole thing looks like it's overexposed. It's too bright. And if you look at the color saturation of the original, which I think is one of the most, it's a really beautiful film to look at, the original. Yeah. And then while he made alterations and some lyrics and stuff, I think it's more true to the stage musical. He used the exact same arrangements. It almost felt like karaoke to me. It was like pre-recorded tracks from the 60s. I was so disappointed, and I wanted to like this
so badly.
Are
you leaving the musical theater?
Yeah. I'm not leaving the musical theater, Mike. I'm just more of a fan of the classics.
So you're saying it was too bright, too colorful.
No, not colorful enough. Not colorful enough. You know when you overlight a set and it just looks white and some of the colors are lost? That's what it looked like to me.
Blown out.
Yeah, a little blown out. Oh. And they didn't do anything original with the orchestrations, and it bothered me. And it
didn't
just
we say it was garbage on air. I thought
no, a lot of people were loving it. A lot of people were loving it. So
well, wasn't there kind of you were resenting a PR campaign for Rita Moreno or something?
Well,
like
we
that,
both right? were. We were, and you know what? She is.
No, that was more you than me.
Yeah, I think none of us cared except
you. Were just saying it, and I was going along with it. But I mean, you came up with
and
the
they
idea
totally
where
what they did in the original movie. The owner of the candy store was like an old man. Mm-hmm. Now it's her, and they totally tailored the role to get her what looked like Oscar bait. There's a lot of acting in it, a lot of acting, and she was not that great. The whole movie just left me totally underwhelmed. So I say instead of watching the new one, if you've not seen it. Watch the original. I think you'll have a better experience.
We go full circle. And thank you for sharing that because honestly, this is great. Mike has like a love family, just feel good movie. You have a Western, not a Western, a musical.
A beautiful Western, Mike.
A musical that, how many years ago was it first made?
1958, 60, right? Something like that. Yeah.
And probably mass appeal. It's got a built-in audience.
Oh,
it
won
right?
more Oscars than any movie up to that point.
I watched all 6 episodes of Bel Air, the reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
No.
And let me tell you, it is a blockbuster show. You're going to love it. And it's nothing like The Fresh Prince of Bel Air we grew up with.
Well, of course not. It's a heavy drama. I saw all the ads, Mike.
It's like 90210 and Melrose Place.
But heavier, right? Is it even heavier than that?
No. It's like, it looks and it's filmed like a movie.
Yeah.
It's beautifully shot.
I got so close to watching it, Mike, because I spent some time on Peacock this weekend, too, with the Joe Exotic show.
Like
Kate McKinnon.
Oh, I win. I win the weekend. I win the
you
weekend.
You win. Yeah, I watch so much garbage. I watch so much garbage.
I'm trying to go through and see the awards this movie has garnered. Coda. And it seems pretty overwhelming. It's got a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just
the first
like,
review
like
I have,
award after award after award after, including nominated, I believe, for a Best Picture award for an Oscar.
So now will you watch the Academy Awards to root for it? Because you're invested in it?
Yes.
Okay, good. You see, now you
see. When are the Academy Awards on?
March 28th, something like that, towards the end of the month.
Okay, I will watch just because I care.
Because you care desperately. But Mike,
I'm going to mention an actor by name who plays the young girl's father. He's an actor that really a journeyman actor. You haven't seen him a lot. I don't know whether or not he is hearing impaired or not. His name is Troy Kotsur, and he plays the father, and he is absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely.
Wow.
The emotion this man gets without speaking a word is absolutely astonishing. He's that great. And, you know,
directing for over 20 years, deaf since birth.
Oh,
Troy
he is
Kotsur.
Deaf. Yeah. Wow.
Absolutely.
From Mesa, Arizona.
God. I mean, if you want to realize the best part of human beings and what we're capable of and you know, being kind to people and all that. It's just, you know, look, my mother always said it to me. They're more good people than bad. And
he's the second deaf actor to receive an Academy Award nomination for acting. With the
and
first being
Marley got one, right?
Marley
didn't
Madden.
She win?
She yes, won. She won for best
she
actress.
Won one. And
Children
she
of a Lesser
is,
God, right?
And I forgot, and you know, and to justify that initial acting award that she got years and years and years and years and years ago and realize how great she is, too, as an actress being able to speak a word. Mm-hmm. Well, she can speak a word. She can speak. She can speak, but she doesn't speak in this particular film. It just is. It's life affirming. It's life affirming, and it's empathy and all the good qualities of people that I like. And I was just going through this to see, wow, I'm not the only one. And if
what
you get a chance,
what day did
check
you watch
out.
This?
Watched it last night.
Okay, good.
Watched it last night.
This is good.
And,
Sunday nights for you, are they like, I need something happy?
No, Sunday nights, I need something. Okay. And I need something compelling. You know, the week before, of course, that's when we discovered Inventing Anna.
Oh.
That's when we do it. And by the way, the funniest thing, and I'll get Carla hopefully to do it sometime this week, is to have her do her Anna Delvey accent, which she did on me, and I spit food out.
Oh,
I was
that's
laughing,
great.
You know,
that's
like,
great.
I'm not sure whether I want to have another drink or not. It's just a
you
really
look
can
so
you do,
poor.
Can you do the credit card bit again?
they're not accepting my credit cards. What am I going to do when I don't accept my credit cards? I want that building. I want that building!
By the way, still in custody, to the best of my knowledge.
Yes, I was telling...
Immigrations and Customs, I believe, still have Anna Delvey in the Hooskow.
I was telling Shannon came in upstairs and said, what are you doing? I was trying to do your impression of Anna.
I bet that went well.
All you have to do is speak in the back of your throat. That's all you need to do.
I was doing a terrible job. She goes, stop it. Mike does
that. Why don't you try it right now?
No, it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
and then
do Charlie.
Because
all we do is watch television.
Give me the line.
They've declined all my... It might not even be a line.
Right, but it's just...
They've declined all my credit cards.
They've declined all my credit cards.
That's another show you can watch if you want to see the bad side of people.
Yes,
the really bad side.
And you can. Why are you doing Anna Delvey? I said because Mike's doing Anna Delvey, and it cracks me up. This is how deep you are into my psyche.
Been a good month for been a good few weeks for impressions based on TV shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know, with Uncle Baby Billy Freeman.
Yes.
And then now Anna Delvey, which it's gone. You know, it's like finding a good book. The way we consume.
No good voices to be picked up from the Gilded Age, though.
Perhaps.
Maybe. I'm only 2.5 episodes in.
Nothing other than if I was able to really work up a Christine Baranski. You know? But see, my Christine Baranski, I would have to go all the way back to the Birdcage.
Of course.
Look how it sits there in that lovely nest of hair. There you go. Yes, I was able to do it. If you were able to say yes. It's been 100 years, Armand. But anywho.
Stay away from Joe versus Carol on Peacock. This is a waste of time.
Joe versus Carol?
Yeah, that's the Kate McKinnon Tiger
heavy
King.
Heavy push.
You and I watch different things. We watch totally.
It's great about
you
the show.
You will love. No, maybe you won't like Coda. I don't know.
No, but
I don't know
but
what you
we
like.
We have some overlap. Like we watch.
You hate Happiness, though.
What's that?
Schmaltzy Happiness.
No, I don't hate Happiness.
Oh, you're going to hate this movie.
No, I like Happiness, and I like formulaic. I mean, that's what Mike described is a classic Hollywood story, and that, to me, appeals to me.
It's
absolutely
fantastic. So check it out. Please do.
Coda.
And the other recommendation, avoid West Side Story, the big
one.
Most people are, though. Musical theater, that's tough.
I don't know why.
Really
I wonder what drove Steven Spielberg to want to remake it, because he brought so little to it. That's what troubles me about it. I mean,
Steven Spielberg.
Maybe he just attached his name and was like, here's an understudy. Use my name.
Had someone else direct it?
Who knows?
Maybe.
You know, when you're
be.
As big as Spielberg, don't you think that, you're going to have a clunker once in a while? You're going to have somebody, throw some crap at your way.
I suppose, but I would think that a clunker wouldn't come in the form of a remake of what people regard as a...
I don't like the original West Side Story.
Ooh.
Well, To each his own.
I don't like the play.
The play itself?
I thought it was the movie.
I think it's the musical. I don't care for the musical. I like the music. The only thing
the music
I like
is
in
great.
West Side Story, I don't care for anything other than the music. And the songs are fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
But well. I don't like the original. It's just so fakey.
Does it look
fake,
like,
you know, Greece. Fake fighting. We're going to do fighting.
Well, you don't know that in the 1950s, gangs in the streets of New York danced a lot.
Dance fighting.
Yeah. I think
the music carries it. I do.
Not say that it sanitizes street fighting?
Well, 100%. 100%.
I don't have any time for that. I don't have any time. That gang fighting is horrific.
Yeah, I'll watch World of Dance if I want dance fighting.
Yeah, World of Dance.
Can you hear me dance?
So that's our TV corner.
Thank
I hope you.
You
enjoyed it. And
Bel Air.
Now it's on. Now is what's
Peacock.
Yes. Bel Air is. What is Bel Air really quickly again?
Bel Air is a
reimagination
of the Fresh
Prince
of Bel Air.
Does it have Will Smith in it?
No, but the main character's name is Will Smith.
And Will cashes a lot of checks because he's the producer.
It looks and it is shot in a way. And there's so much sex appeal, Mike. Oh, amazing.
It's a story about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
It's about a young man who moves to Bel-Air.
Wasn't
he
West Philadelphia born
fight,
and raised?
Yes, one little fight and his auntie got scared. His
That's
mom
right.
got scared.
Right. You're going to move to your aunt and uncle in Bel-Air?
Yes. And now,
so it's not a docudrama or anything like that?
No. The way
about
it's,
Will.
Mike, okay, imagine if you will, like takes a show saying, what if you took the
Small
show
Wonder.
Gilligan's Island? But made it more like a horrible scene where people nearly lost their lives and crashed on an island. They've removed all the sitcom elements out of the Fresh
it's
Prince of Bel-Air.
It's full drama.
And they've made it full
and
drama.
Excess.
Yeah.
God, what a horrible idea.
I love it.
But there's so a certain good. Segment of our population
so
that loves it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The nostalgia brought me there. The product.
We gave you some options,
yeah, there's
people.
Drug abuse. There's sex appeal.
Come for the nostalgia.
Wow.
Stay for the sex appeal.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah. There you go. You got a full
plate there.
Still
got the butler?
Yes, and he's like a bodyguard now.
Oh, good.
Love it.
That's Jeffrey. Fantastic. Jeffrey.
We'll take a break. Come back with the homepage. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. My brain hurts after that segment.
Woo!
It's a picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, next to Dirk.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big
Thank you.
Dirk energy.
All right. I love this promo,
good.
But
Mike
I have
O'Mara
to make
show
a point
podcast
here. Okay.
Is chock full
it has
of
come to my attention that with the new job, I know now who stirred the drink for promos. It was Twitch. And now Twitch has a gig. And Rob, you've got to step up. It's your job.
All right,
here we go.
This is. Remember when they took over your job a while back?
Yes.
And they did all the promos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not getting new ones from them. You have to tell them I need fresh.
Fresh.
I need fresh because would you not agree that there's a bit of a shortage right now? Would
yes,
that be accurate?
It's the supply chain.
Here
Mike.
We go.
The supply chain.
You want to do it? Do it right. You got to get involved yourself. That's what I have to do right now. I know he's back. He's out in California. That's why I asked last week. But we need more. And I don't know what to do about it. Hello, it's your turn to talk.
We will have new promos.
Let me show you the body language when I do a riff like this. Rob goes like this.
Mike, you sometimes stop
Just
at you stop at unpredictable times. I don't know when to jump in.
Unpredictable?
Unpredictable times.
Yes.
This is where you talk some more.
Mike, we will have new promos, I promise.
Thank you. All right,
you're
let's
welcome.
Let's move on, shall we?
That was painful.
I know, but it's real. It's real. Yeah. I have to do it here. If I don't do it here, I'll forget. If I don't do it here, I'll forget. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, everybody. I knew it would happen. I knew, you know, and I'm just sad because I love that creative force.
I'll give you
that was the Amato Riddell teaming.
Mike,
and,
we have a small meeting after the show. We'll add this to the concert calendar.
Would love to have that. There's no better time than right now to leave behind the things that don't serve you well, like overdraft fees. Overdraft fees are the last thing you need when your checking account balance is low. But with Chime, an award-winning app and debit card, you can save that hard-earned paper without paying overdraft fees. Eligible members can overdraft up to $200 on debit purchases and cash withdrawals with no overdraft fees whatsoever. Chime is awesome because Chime works with you. Make a great decision in 2022, and please do me a favor. Join over 10 million people using Chime. Now, sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank, N.A. Members, FDIC, eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. See Chime.com/SpotMe. And we thank Chime for their patronage. Appreciate them supporting the Mike O'Mara Show.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage. We start you today with a real sports story overlapping into international affairs. WNBA star Brittany Griner was arrested at a Russian airport last month when authorities allegedly found vape cartridges containing hashish oil in her luggage. Mm. The crime can carry a prison sentence of up to 10 years. But Griner's arrest could go beyond just simple crime and punishment. Evelyn Farkas is a former Pentagon official who thinks Russia could be using it for more sinister purposes. Here's the quote. If we want her out of jail, Russia is going to have some terms. It could be a prisoner swap. They also could use it as an implicit threat or blackmail us to get us to do something or not to do something. Either way, they find it useful. Griner is a two-time Olympic gold medalist and seven-time WNBA All-Star, but she's also one of the many female American basketball stars who play overseas during the off-season because it pays better. Deadspin has an interesting take on the chaos, saying America failed Brittany Griner by not paying her better and forcing her and so many others to supplement their incomes in other countries. Now, with that said, I have to tell you, I know a lot of NHL guys and hockey players that did the same thing. They go over to Europe and they play in Russia and other countries to supplement their incomes. They do it all the time. So I'm not sure how this will play out, but it's a big story.
And it's scary. It's scary that something is, you know, pot has become so normalized nowadays that they can still use it as a chip. And that's what's frightening.
We'll see what happens. It's scary. The Batman crushed it at the box office this weekend, making $128.5 million in its first 3 days. I love saying at the box office because it's great to think that people are going out to see movies again. That's the second largest opening since the pandemic started, behind Spider-Man No Way Home. You didn't get out to the theater this weekend, Oscar, and try to take it in?
I watched Spider-Man No Way Home in the theater over the break, multiple masks with my niece and nephew. What a abysmal experience to just wear a mask for so long because you're in the midst of the pandemic in California. The movie was great. Batman, I have no one in my life that cares, cares enough to go see the movie with me.
Oh, that's a shame.
And it's a three-hour film.
Is it? I'm into that. And I like going alone to movies, but I haven't been alone to a movie since the pandemic started. Kind of weird.
Well, still out there. The Batman made another $120 million overseas, giving it a worldwide total of $248.5 million, Mr. Powers.
Context, Mike. What? We usually ask for $700 million, right? Pre-pandemic?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At least people are going back to the movies.
Yeah, and it's fun, and you're going to go this weekend,
this Saturday, and what they've said about it that I find intriguing is that it's more about Batman, and you know, it's so easy to let the villains play big and let the villains steal the show, and that's been the case with a lot of the Batman movies.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of a film noir, almost detective story.
I'll go this weekend.
And so I'm looking forward to it.
The two of us will see it.
You know who's going to play the Batman villain this weekend?
Hmm.
Mark Riddell. Anyway, I want him back. That's why I'm saying.
I see.
You both sort of froze there.
It's good to be wanted.
I want him because I think he's so talented.
He is.
Disney Plus is rolling out a cheaper subscription tier later this year that'll be ad-supported. Isn't that generous of them?
Thank you, Disney.
In other words, it'll be cheaper, but you'll have to watch commercials. There's no word yet on the exact date or cost. Disney Plus currently costs $7.99 a month or $79.99 a year. Ripoff. Their ultimate goal is to add 230 million to 260 million subscribers by 2024. They're also bringing on more mature content. like the Marvel shows. That's Disney mature.
I don't think it's a ripoff. I don't either, because you can get a bundle that has that and Hulu and ESPN, yeah. I think, for $13. And the most amazing thing about Disney is I've not found anything in the Disney library that I've searched that's not there.
If you have kids,
it's amazing.
For kids, all of that garbage we didn't get when we were, not garbage, just the gems of programming that we didn't get when we were kids, especially if your parents were cheap and they didn't buy the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
You can now give to your niece and nephew, and they're for all day. They're there all day.
And Mike, I don't know where we kind of overlapped. Was it a big deal for you on Sunday nights when the World of Disney was on? Because that was like one of the one shows that was for kids.
I'm old enough to remember when it was called The Wonderful World of Color.
Yeah, so I mean, we have that overlap. I mean, and so all that stuff, and you never knew what you were going to get from the Disney Corporation, kids programming, it's all there. It's all there. It's
well,
a pretty good deal.
Well, I'm so confused with my streaming. I don't know what I got and what I don't. Disney says, quote, expanding access to Disney Plus to a broader audience at a lower price point is a win for everyone, consumers, advertisers, and storytellers.
And also, Mike, you'll like the fact that the Disney is a nice platform. Yeah, it's not mucked up
this
like
this. It's not
Hulu.
A paid ad.
No, it's easy. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. A nutritionist ranked the unhealthiest things that might be sitting in your freezer right now. Here's what they say.
An ex-wife.
I'll go from seven. Oh my
dark.
God.
That's dark.
A seven, 7-1.
Okay.
And
okay.
Rob, will you please tell me if these are in your, and I will give you a bell for if they are in your freezer.
All right.
Number seven, frozen toaster pastries.
No, none pastry.
Okay. I have that.
Number six, sweet and sour chicken.
Sweet and sour chicken. No.
No, that is not in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Number five, frozen French fries.
Do tater tots count?
Yes.
Then yes.
Number four, corn dogs.
When Robert is in town, always corn dogs in the freezer, yes.
Number three, frozen pot pies.
Not currently.
But they are
that
quite
they have and at times they have been there, yes.
Number two, frozen pizzas.
Always at least one.
Number one, TV dinners.
No.
Mm-mm. Attaboy.
I got a fresh
one. Right, there you go.
Well, that doesn't count.
No.
That's not because
and that's not even fresh. In your freezer.
These are the unhealthiest things that are in your freezer. If you don't want to die, throw them out. That's
immediately.
All I'm saying. Throw them out. If you don't want to die. I don't know what I'm talking about. Moving right along. Remember this stat the next time you're about to roll your eyes or go off on someone. This might be for me.
Oh?
A study found that being agreeable. Well, it's for me and Oscar then. A study found that being agreeable and easy to be around is helpful 93% of the time. Oscar said during a discussion either on or off the air that he was working to be more agreeable this year.
Yes.
So that's good because it's good for
this
you
is what
too,
I love
Oscar, if you
about,
do that.
When I have these intimate conversations with Mike,
mm-hmm.
he just has no filter.
Well, he said it could have been on or off the air. He doesn't know.
No, I thought that was on the air. That I didn't. Yeah. I wouldn't say that if I thought it would embarrass you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but the fact that you're bringing up is very disagreeable.
I like to be an a-hole.
Yeah, be agreeable.
Well, but we share that desire that sometimes to motivate.
Yes,
among certain people, you got
to
kick
agreeable.
A little ass.
Yes.
And I'm with you on that. Researchers at the University of Arkansas and University of Minnesota. I'm sorry if that bothered you
I
mentioned that.
I just hey Mike. When I say hey Mike, this isn't for on air, but blah 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 blah
no,
blah.
No, the thing about it is, I'm look. I think it's important to point out. I'm sharing this story because it speaks to me.
Yes,
louder than anybody. Researchers at the University of Arkansas and Minnesota took stats from 4,000 different studies and analyzed the effect of agreeableness on 275 different life variables, everything from salaries and promotions to relationship success. They found that being agreeable and cooperative had a positive effect on 93% of them. So it's not helpful in just 7% of the situations we find ourselves in, but that could be a really important
It could be.
Life or death.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. No word on what those situations are. Yeah, why would they put that in there?
Has to do a lot
of
times
with the agreeable
car dealerships, mostly.
Sure, sir. Please mug me and my wife on our walk home. No
Thank
problem.
You, sir.
Thinking.
May I have another? Yeah. I appreciate it. Well, anywho. And now a little something, something. A North Carolina woman is fighting the State Department's, the state's Department of Motor Vehicles to keep her unusual personalized license plate, which reads FART. F-A-R-T.
Mm.
Carly Cindy of Asheville, North Carolina, says she applied for the license plate in October and was pleasantly surprised when the request was approved. And she was issued the FART plate for the back of her new pickup truck.
FART plate, Mike.
Cindy said she received a letter in the mail from DMV Feb 25 telling her that complaints had been lodged about the plate. The DMV told Cindy, by the way, she spells Cindy S-I-N-D-Y. Mm-hmm. There you are, FART license plate. That she might be allowed to keep the plate if she replied to the letter with an explanation of what the plate meant to her and why she believed she should be allowed to keep using it. Mm-hmm. Cindy consulted with some friends and founded a group titled Friends of Asheville Recreational Trails, or F-A-R-T. She said the group now has a mailing list, a website, and merchandise. Cindy said the group recently held its first meeting and 15 people showed up.
Well
how about that?
Bless.
Cindy sent the DMV a letter explaining she should be allowed to keep the plate as a reference to her new group. She said she is now waiting for a response. The good news, her car never runs out of gas. I'm sorry. That's just a silly little line. That's a silly little line that I have for her. Hey, you keep, darling, you go ahead and keep that fart lies inflated as long as you like it. We got to take a break. I got no idea what we're going to do next. That's always exciting on the Michael Merritt Show. We'll be right back. Hello, parishioners. It's me, Uncle Baby Billy Freeman. I want to thank all of you that have supported me by purchasing my Baby Billy's Health Elixir. Blessings to all of you. But I've recently discovered something that's even more potent, and it's my God-given duty to tell you about it. It's the Michael Merritt Show on TikTok. Beautiful, funny, spiritually uplifting, bite-sized clips of your favorite podcast. Perfect for yourself and for sharing with the congregation of your life. It's based on ancient scriptures and heals colds, flus, strips, even COVIDs. Just search TikTok for Michael Merritt Show and follow. Follow us. Heal the spirit to heal the body. Michael Merritt Show on TikTok. It's your salvation. Or my name isn't Walton Goggins. Baby Billy Freeman. Amen. Thank you, Baby Billy. Appreciate that. It's hard to imagine, but spring is almost here. And if you want a soft bunch of grass under your feet, you'll need your lawn bag. Sunday gets your grass growing and keeps it healthy all season long. Their custom plans include fertilizer and everything you need to easily care for your lawn. And with ingredients like seaweed, iron, and molasses, you can feel good with kids and pets being around. All you have to do is visit GetSunday.com. You put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They will use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan delivered to your door when you need it. Just attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose, just like I did, and spray. It literally takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, this stuff really works. I have used it, I know, and it is as easy as they say it is. Sunday can help you grow a beautiful lawn without the guesswork or the nasty chemicals. And Sunday is offering our listeners, listen up, 20% off full season plans start at just $129. And you can get $20 off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS20. That's a new promo code, so be aware of that. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS20. So thank you for that, and we appreciate it. Welcome back to the Michael Merritt Show.
You mentioned that license plate story at the end of the news. My mom had trouble with the DMV getting her vanity tag.
What was her tag again?
Because when Julia was little, she couldn't say Sharon. Uh-huh. That's my mom's name. She called her Shay Show. And so my mom put in for Shay Show, and they thought it was Shay's Ho. And the H-O is indicating.
Boy, that's really overzealous, I think. That's overthinking it.
Yeah, and then she had to write a letter explaining what was going on. Yeah,
but she's not a hoe.
Yeah, you would think, but you know what the thing I got from that story, that she got the fart plate and then people saw it and wrote letters? Who would care enough to see a license plate and write a letter?
Karens.
To the DMV? I guess Karens. Yeah.
No, there are people that get uptight about everything, you know. But the thing that I notice now is that so many more people have political flags, at
yes.
least down here, oh, on their cars yeah. and trucks, with the Let's Go Brandon thing yeah. that's down here a lot. And then some people don't even use the Let's Go Brandon,
they
Brandon
use
secret.
Curse words.
They use the F, yeah. the president yeah. thing, which is stunning to
Though,
me. I don't know. You know,
compelling.
It's pretty weird.
And I know that it's early, and don't get happy. I'm not happy, as you can tell. But I was watching Meet the Press this weekend, and there's somewhat of people are rallying around the president.
And because of the Ukrainian
yes.
situation?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I think we have to rally around the democracies of the world, and I hope that that happens. It's just, look, it's on the news. Have we ever seen a greater example of the madness of war than
in
we are
real
seeing
time.
No.
In real time on our TVs right now? It is truly, it's stunning to me that the indiscriminate shelling of people in apartment buildings and homes and all this, and the madness of it to me is that it's just stunning that there is no legitimate reason for doing this other than one particular dictator wanting more territory. It's really, I mean, it's just he's the personification of evil. I mean, you're doing this. Why? Well, there are no, it's not denazification.
Right.
You know, it's not that. It's none of the things he said it was. It's not even that the people of Ukraine want him. They hate him, Vladimir Putin. So you throw that in and it just makes it even more insane, more madness. And I find myself drifting into weird thought processes, even getting out of the shower today, saying to myself, well, you know, he's getting up in the morning. He's taking a shower. When he goes to bed at night, is he thinking about the fact that, I mean, that there are people that he is solely responsible for people losing their lives, innocent children losing their lives. And the punishment for him, I like to think, will be greater than anything we could inflict on him in the world. Isn't that weird? But I think that way. I really do.
This saying is becoming, I guess, stronger even outside of social media, just general conversation, that it's Putin's war, not Russia's war.
Right.
And
the people of Russia.
Yeah.
If they're getting any information,
yes.
which they
right.
may not.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really sad. And that's why, you know, we'll mention it because it's top of mind. Lord knows we come in here every day and we're thinking about it. It makes us sad. I'm trying to give you alternatives. Something that jumped off the page at me when we had our little pre-show meeting was Oscar talking about athletic attire.
Yes.
Because I really think we need to divert from the tragedy yeah. that is the war right now.
There wasn't anything on 60 Minutes about athletic attire, was
no,
there?
No.
It's
a byproduct of where I live.
Now, my wife was up at, left the house at 6:45 this morning to go work out for an hour. And then she is right from there, right off to, you know, get her workday done and all that. And she said she worked up a bit of a sweat. She was really concerned about going to work because, you know, that's the way she is. But she's doing it. And when Oscar comes to me and talks about athletic attire, I see athletic attire all the time. You're telling me that you have observed in your trips to the gym that there might be a sea change.
No. So this is, I should be clear. We just got the green light to make masks optional in DC.
Right.
Right.
So
following the guidelines
yes,
of the CDC.
Up till this past weekend, everybody, when you would go out, would to a man be wearing masks all
right.
the time. So the idea of going to a gym just is not in my purview. I just didn't think about it.
Okay.
I worked out for the first time in maybe 3 or 4 months because as I was taking out the trash on Friday evening, I saw a young lady run by in athletic wear, and I said, well, that's a bra and panties. What just happened? and I was like, well, this is strange. That must be some sort of sorority going. Something's going on here, or some party.
You
I
mean
don't know
she
about.
Was dressed so scantily?
Yes.
That you thought it might be
toga
some sort
party
of pledge
or some sort of something going on. Didn't know.
Really?
Because I follow the CDC pretty closely, and they said nothing about bra and panties.
So. Okay.
And he is right over near the school.
Yes,
the
he
big
is.
One.
Mm-hmm.
The G-Town.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm a block, if a block away. Students live to the left and right, like just all around us.
So you're constantly seeing co-eds on the street.
Yes. But usually they've been running around in snowshoes and burkas. Like that's all it's all been covered up.
You got a little warm
spell
going on up in D.C.
It was a nice weekend.
It's that as Mike said, it's that spring summer tease of nice weather until it goes back to being cold.
We'll get one more blizzard
in the DC area. Right. Yes. And then on Saturday morning, I wake up super early and all I hear is like, pop, 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 because you hear the street from my living room. And I was like, what is going on?
Did you sleep in the living room again?
Yes, I did. Thank you for asking. And then I said, well, and I peeked my head out the window like a pervert. And I was like, I see all of these college kids just walking around doing their Lord's work by just getting fit, right? Just
So there was like a little run going on?
Not even a run. When it's nice, they all come out of their dorms and you walk Georgetown. That's what you do when you're not from Georgetown.
And were they also in athletic attire?
Yes, yes. At that point, I went upstairs. My wife was still sleeping. God bless her. I grabbed the dog. I said, time for a long walk, son.
Exactly.
Time for a long, healthy walk.
You put on your loincloth.
Yeah, your pervert father is going to take a gander while he exercises the mutt. So we go for a long walk, and I look around, and I'm like, oh, my God. This is not some sort of sorority bash or some sort of block party. This is literally a new dawn, a new age for athletic wear. For, by the way, both men and women.
Well, because Saturday morning is a lot different than Friday night.
Yes. Guys' shorts are the shortest I've ever seen. I'm not comfortable wearing shorts that short.
That's a real throwback, especially with the NBA.
Yeah. Yes. They look like NBA, like old school NBA uniforms. A lot of thigh. And then
you should see what Pony's wearing today.
For women, there's butt cheeks for days.
Wow.
Something that I will pile on here and mention.
Bravo,
to you,
I say.
That I stumbled upon. I was Bravo. Not going looking for this,
right.
But have you watched this is terrible.
Slow clap.
Have you watched on YouTube any pole vaulting
videos? Feed. I get that feed. Yeah.
Specifically,
European
I'll give you an example.
Teams?
Yes. Clara Fernandez.
Oh no, I'm not aware of her.
No,
not yet. There seems to be a specific pole vaulting seems to be a very
interesting. You need strong glutes to get over that.
They're very cheeky.
Yes.
To say the
okay, least. So you know the uniform then. So we weren't on the same page.
Yeah. So there's that a special uniform for pole vaulting?
That is the same uniform that is used 50% of the time in the city now for athletic wear.
I just put in my YouTube feed while we're on the show. If the stuff that I put in here when we're on the show, I can get in trouble for.
Yeah.
I put in pole vaulter sexy.
That's good.
And I've got extremely hot pole vaulters, top 10 hottest female pole vaulters at Tokyo Olympics.
Fast forward 5 years when we see Mike on Dateline.
Yeah. Don't you know? Don't you see your wife
Fernandez.
Leaving for the gym, Mike? Are you ever like, that's the new, she's fashion forward.
Yeah, but she's also in her 40s and she wants to be age appropriate, I think. I think that, and by the way, I don't think that these uniforms for pole vaulters are, maybe they're starting to match the athletic wear worn on the street by certain, co-aides.
100%. That's what I'm saying.
This one, I always like to get the age, not the age, I like to get the, when the video was uploaded. So it's
this guy.
Olivia McTaggart.
1940.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's not
this
that.
Animal.
Maria Roberta Gurka.
It gets icky.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be. I'm just looking at all these different.
I'm Googling Gurka.
Yeah. I found her, gentlemen.
And then here's sexiest pole vaulters again. It's all over YouTube. It's a very, very. What do you mean, this guy? I'm just telling you.
You're just rolling into your perversion.
You know, there, and also, Mike, there are male pole vaulters too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Why don't you find some?
Yeah,
men?
Well, who cares about them? We don't care about them, do we? Enough of that. Well, enjoy your looking out your window. I'm not creeping out my window down here. You know,
time to walk the dog.
Two long walks.
All I see was like 250 pounds and a man cut. Anyway, you know, come here, Mr. Whiskers. That's it. Sorry, where I live.
Slow bicyclist.
You know what you call a hot woman in my neighborhood? A guest. We'll be right back.
You know, I didn't come here to preach to you today. You're not a man. You're a bishop, for God's sake.
There is no God.
I guess I'd have to say Jesus. Who better than Christ?
Praise be to He.
We're crucifying someone tonight?
Daddy, you just threw Jesus across the room.
If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I was in the sky with Jesus. Isn't so, that special?
Brothers and sisters, it's the Reverend Twitch here preaching the truth. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is your salvation.
ovation of laughs. An extra uncensored show that delivers heavenly hilarity each and every week. Get a bonus show subscription at MikeOMaraShow.com and always remember
how you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to Mike O'Mara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Quality sleep is important, but so is getting enough sleep. Sleep duration is how long you slept compared to your sleep goal,
yes,
which should be between 7 to 9 hours per night. Sleep Number can help you reach your optimal sleep duration. And I will tell you that this weekend, not only did Mr. and Mrs. O'Mara enjoy their Sleep Number bed, but it was also enjoyed by a Boston Terrier, a Chihuahua, and an 8-year-old. That's right, the whole family.
And knobs and broomsticks. Very nice.
Oh, my goodness, it was great. It's really, really fantastic to sleep on a Sleep Number bed. And if you want to pay attention to your sleep, people who get at least 8 hours of sleep every night tend to consume fewer calories and have better reflexes and extended endurance. Sleep also boosts your serotonin, which is responsible for keeping you alert and less grumpy. That's what works for me. And people who are sleep deprived tend to be more frazzled and forgetful. People who are sleep deprived tend to be more frazzled and forgetful.
You just said that.
Remember, sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features get almost 100 more hours of proven quality sleep per year. Be like me, get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else because a great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65. I've softened it a bit. Carla is still hanging in there at a 65. By the way, there are people that use 40 and 30 and things like
sure.
that. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, and we thank you. I have one more here, right, Rob, before you?
Do I have time for one more here? Yeah.
Because I did want to mention the whole gas thing that we're dealing with, and you know what? When you look at
pump
the problems
patrol,
of people...
Pump patrol, Mike. It's the pump patrol.
Yeah, they have that on local TV
of course
now, the
they
pump
do.
Patrol.
Yes, buddy.
I wanted to mention, you know, with our problems in this country.
I'm so sorry. Wow. I hate that guy.
Oscar might have been enjoying that this past weekend. So anyway, getting back to what I was going to say, we're maybe on the precipice of significant, decades worth significance of gas price increases. And look, when you compare it to what people are suffering around the world,
small
I don't
price
know.
To pay. Small price. But what I heard today is that we are within a few pennies of highest gas prices ever, which was in 2008, and that the average price in the DMV went up 40 cents from 7 days ago.
I filled my tank up yesterday.
I filled mine on Saturday,
for,
on
the
Friday.
Volvo.
Yeah, yeah.
It was roughly $92.
Oof.
Here's what I wrote next to gas prices.
Just a regular SUV?
Wow.
In parentheses, maybe less profit? I mean, you never hear about the people that provide us with the gasoline taking the hit themselves. Mm-hmm. It's always routinely and instantaneously urinated onto the consumer without any talk. You never hear talk of it. We are so conditioned.
Well, during the pandemic, they took a hit because nobody was driving. So
yes.
There is that. Mm-hmm. It
There's
is reflexive
that,
pricing.
But that's much different than people that are out there driving, and well, our costs have increased, and we directly, I think that there should be some sort of 50-50 split with this.
Help us out, yeah.
And I also think we need to tap into the reserves. I agree with most people on the Hill that say, you know, you got to make them feel it. Why punish him with sanctions that are going to deplete his coffers while we continue to fill his coffers with oil and gas?
This is a great question.
Ridiculous.
Are you, and you, this might have been in the 60 Minutes report, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm willing to pay more at the gas pump if it means that we stop, we basically sanction the Russian oil from anywhere. I'm willing to pay more. And if I paid $5.40 yesterday, that's what I paid, $5.40 per gallon. I'm willing to pay more if it'll help stop this war faster.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I think most Americans might be with you. I think the polling might show that most Americans feel the exact same way. I mean, how do you feel about it, Rob?
I have to get gas at least about 2 times every 3 weeks, and mm-hmm. got to fill it up. And I've gotten, with the new car gets better mileage than the old car, mm-hmm. so I'm doing a little better. But I feel that's the same way of, I mean, I look at it as like a contribution to the Red Cross or to a humanitarian fund. If I've got to kick in a little bit to put the pinch on them, then that's okay with me.
I probably don't want to dive in, even though I drive less miles than you guys, based on the car that I drive. It's painful at the pump for me because I am constantly in the gas line.
But you
I am
love in the line. Power of 16 cylinders in your automobile.
No, I love my 1978 Cadillac Eldorado convertible with the Texas Hook'em horns on it.
And the curb feelers.
Yes.
It's white.
No, I took those glistening off. White. When I got to Florida, it just didn't match up, but the horns are still there.
Of course.
No, it's just a weird time, and it always seems like I always feel played when it comes to discussions of gas prices, and I always feel very distrustful. It's something that we're never really sure of in America.
Well, Mike, look, I mean,
we're never
if you
sure
look
about
at
it.
Big gas, they make the NFL look like Tinker Toys, and the NFL is huge. Gas is got us by the shortest of hairs.
And it doesn't have to anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've looked around lately, you know? I mean, you can get affordable electric cars now.
How much Subaru cost all in?
I think it was 39.
Okay.
I think.
This is what's crazy. We're on the same page, Mike.
Yeah. Folks.
Yeah, I'm sitting here and I was just looking yesterday at Auto Trader after that fill up. I said, what are we doing?
Right.
Like this Volvo is not worth this drama. Yeah. Let's see what an electric car. Tesla. Fine. Model
out of reach for a lot of it. Yeah. No, they have the affordable
Model 3
Teslas too.
Model is less 3? Than 40K.
That's right. There you go. Same at the average price of new cars.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And that's what we have to move to. I mean, we are anyway.
Yeah.
It's better for the planet, you know. And now if it's going to help us with the war effort, it's just such a weird time. It's just odd. It's really odd. So who knows? But I mean, what is your average price at the pump right now? What are you paying?
I think out in the burbs, it's like 440, 445.
Yeah. In the city,
$5.50. I've
it's
seen
almost
you.
$6.
Yeah,
for premium.
So here we are. The reality hits with that, and we'll see what happens.
Where do you draw the line?
$16.16 a gallon.
But you travel mostly by golf cart.
Yeah, I do. Electric.
This is the perfect time.
When I filled up was, and by the way, I fill up a lot. I do. And they say that a lot,
Damone.
I fill up. It was $3.75. 380, and that might have been 3 days ago, I think, when I filled up the tank.
Oh.
So that's not that bad. I go to Costco. Mm-hmm. Do you go to Costco for your gas, Rob?
I mostly go to Sheetz. I mean, it's there's the difference.
You're the Mr. Costco. Why don't you go to Costco?
He likes getting the MTOs.
Huge. I don't get the MTOs. It's like six
what
or seven.
What are the MTOs?
Made to order sandwiches. That's one of their big things. But the difference is not that big. It's like maybe 11 cents a gallon, 10 or 11 cents a gallon.
That is a big difference.
Oh, on 10 gallons, it's a dollar.
But I mean, what does your tank feel? I mean, tank is
no
20
you
gallons.
No, it's 15.
15?
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean,
anyway,
you know what? I go back and forth.
We're done. That's okay. Tell me about your passwords. We've used everything on the sheet today.
No, the password. This is great. This is on the dark web. Their people are still so stupid. And there was a joke, remember, in Spaceballs about the password for the blowing up of the universe was 1234. Mm-hmm. He says, I have the same password for my luggage. This is
a lot of people have dumb passwords.
These are the most used passwords circulating around right now on the dark web. And this comes from, I believe,
CNBC.
Now,
when you say the dark web, these are stolen passwords or passwords people say they suggest if you're going to try to break into somebody's deal.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy packages of passwords for nefarious use.
Right.
Okay.
Number one, Mike, is the very popular 123456.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is much trickier to 123456789.
Are you too sleepy to do this bit? I'm just curious. I'm just very. You are so like low energy. It's tough to get through this. It really is. How about tomorrow?
I don't think he's that low energy, but I'm also looking at you and not him. You're looking at him.
Mike, this bit will work. It'll work today. It'll work tomorrow. It'll work a week from now. It'll be perfect.
But these are the weakest passwords.
Yes. Don't, Mike, don't use in this one. Have you ever used this one? QWERTY, QWERTY, just the top line on your...
No.
I've used that. I have used that in the past. I don't use it anymore. Password, Mike. How about this for a password? Password with a capital P.
I've seen people do this. It upsets me when this happens.
Don't like that. And then number five for the people that 123456 is too much, 12345 is another possible one at number five.
The only password I have, and I get a little hinky about talking about passwords when it comes to, I have a password for my front door. I've got one of those key things, and it broke, and I had to go out and get another one. And I kept some of the hardware in the door. I tried to be a handyman.
Yeah.
And the only thing I couldn't do at the very end of the installation, did a perfect installation until it came password time. And for the life of me, I could not electronically reset to put my own password in. But I was more than capable of using the password given to me by the Schlagel or whatever.
The Schlage
lock people. But it was a funky one, so I had to write it down. And so now I have it, but I can't change it because I don't know how. And I'm an idiot. But it's okay because if I have it and nobody else has it, it will be fine. I am door challenged down here. And
so you don't use a key at all?
The front door here is, I would describe, we bought this home when we moved into this home from elderly people, and they have an elderly front door. All right.
What does that mean? Elderly,
it means it's not a wooden door, it's a glass door with like a design.
Oh, it's very
on it.
Pretty and ornate.
It's a pretty ornate, and Carla hates it, and I hate it. And then it had, I think, the special little Schlagel
like
lock on it, and I don't like it. I like the idea. Now, the only thing that's good about it is you can see the outline of like a delivery person coming to your door.
Sure, yeah.
But it, you know, as far as the door itself, it really just looks like it screams 1988.
Got it.
Yeah. It really.
An older person in 1988.
What's that, Oscar?
Dolphins, a glass pattern. Yeah.
I don't even know what it looks like.
Leaded glass.
I could look at, but it would be close. And I'm more of a traditionalist because I think timeless design is cool. There are a lot of people that like to come down here and everything is a palm tree and tropical fruit.
Waves.
You know what I mean?
A lot of waves.
Is down here. A lot of people live in that world. So, yeah. Anyway.
It's like that Miami Art Deco where you're like, yeah, we get it. You're in Miami.
Well, no, but it's not Art Deco if it's waves and fish and a palm tree. It's
the same. I feel the same way about silk flowers or silk plants.
Yes.
There are whole stores down here in West South Florida dedicated to silk flowers and plants. And nothing screams like 85-year-old woman, then, I'm going to die soon enough. I don't need to forward it by wearing a baseball cap when I'm driving a car and having silk plants in my house.
Mike, just to be fair, when you die, we will bring real flowers to your funeral.
Thank you. Not I appreciate silk that.
This was a troubling password. 666. Who would use it?
Don't like that. Well, that was fascinating. We got to take a break.
Sex boys password.
Passwords are, you look, if somebody's going to get it, they're going to get it. Probably looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
All right. And God knows I should change a few of mine, but I don't. You know, we all should be better. There, I've sent that out to the world. All right. Good luck, hackers. All right. Appreciate that. We'll take a break and we will come back with Sound Town right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tonight, after an all-new Fall Guy, there's a man on the mean streets of West South Florida who won't put up with his lady being hassled.
I don't like my lady being hassled.
I said that. And when it comes to keeping cars on the street, this guy takes matters into his own hands.
The car just could not pull into the driveway. I had to park on the street.
Mike O'Mara is on the case, and he lives life on his own terms.
We all control the street.
It's the O'Mara Files. Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platform, YouTube, Instagram, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember,
I love cigars. This March, dump the madness. That was a surprise to me.
I love it.
This March, dump the madness of your old expensive shaving routine by trying one of our favorite razors, Harry's. Not yes. one of, the favorite. I love it. Betting on the underdog can pay off big, especially with a company like Harry's that teams up top quality and construction methods with incredibly fair pricing. New customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just $3 when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. You shouldn't have to choose between a close, comfortable shave and a fair price. So they give you both. Harry's blades are designed to stay sharp longer. In a recent study, guys who shave 4 times a week said that their 8th shave was as smooth as their first. All right, let me do the math here. All right, I just want to say, guys who shave 4 times a week said their 8th shave was as smooth as their first.
So after 2 weeks,
so the
blade still
the second
felt
week.
Yeah, after 2 weeks, the blade still All felt right. new.
It's a better experience every shave and big savings over time, and it feels good to support an up-and-comer instead of big razor. Mm. Harry's is giving their best offer to our listeners. New Harry's customers can redeem a starter set. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blades when you're on the go. That is a $13 value for just $3. There's truly never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to try Harry's today, and we appreciate their business. We always do.
What's that sound?
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
It's always fun to see how long a parody record lasts before Mike blows it up, but as if it's a really short one, maybe we can get it in. Maybe okay. we can, so we'll see.
Oh, so I'll put my hand on the
this is
detonator.
A brief one, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm a trigger finger.
Friendly fire, sorry friendly fire. That. Mike, All you, right. of course, remember the 1980s one-hit wonder Taco.
Oh, I love this song. Yeah. I loved it for a while until yeah. I had to play it
if
a million
times. If
your
flag is yellow blue, the whole free world is backing you. These words will stick. Putin is a dick.
So, oh, we right, made it to the label.
That gets Funny. A replay. That gets a
you
replay.
You want a replay on that one? Okay, yeah, we can do yeah. that. Putin is a dick. Here it is.
If your flag is yellow blue, the whole free world is backing you. These words will stick.
You know what?
That's what makes it work. Is
every
that
now
quick.
And then, every yes. now and then, one lands. That's good. Yeah, all right,
absolutely.
Okay, TV people can be really smart. TV people can be not so smart, and sometimes reliant on their graphics. This is an Indian TV host that had a guest on that he was ready to berate because of his stance on the Ukraine. Sadly, they put the wrong super in front of the guest, and it gets I believe that they referred to this online as an S show.
You people and your colonial agenda, sir, has wrecked the South, has wrecked the South, has wrecked the East. And don't sit here and lecture us. Don't sit here and lecture us, Mr. McAdams. We shut him down.
I'm not talking. It's the other guy who's talking. I haven't been able to say a word.
Yeah, absolutely. The man has gone completely ballistic. And if he feels so strongly, he should go and fight alongside Ukrainians who are being killed.
I have not, dear host, I have not said a word yet. I don't
dear
know
host.
Why you're yelling at me.
No, I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking about Mr. McAdams. I'm talking about Mr. McAdams.
Mr. McAdams. I am Mr. McAdams.
Oh.
I am Mr. McAdams, and I haven't said a word, so stop yelling at me.
Okay, sorry. I got that confused. I got
it's
that
Ukrainian
confused.
Ukrainian guy who's going nuts, okay? Not me.
Yes, I got that. I got that.
So they got wow. it worked
was
out.
That, where
end.
Was that from? Where was that from?
That was on Indian television.
Oh, and Indian television? Yeah. Okay. Wow. God. Man, that is a... So the graphic, when you set it up, I thought they were going to be giving statistics. You're
no,
just talking about an identifier under
yeah.
the guy.
Yeah. And
oh,
so he was yelling
wow.
at the wrong guy the whole time and wouldn't let him talk.
Boy, embarrassing. Wow.
Meanwhile, the war is affecting everyone badly, but don't use it to try to get out of a speeding ticket. Here's a body cam from, oh, Mike, this is from Florida.
Yeah, there was no reason for that at all. I would put people's lives into safety.
I just found out that Putin has just said he's going to launch nuclear thermal war against the world. I was trying to get back to my house. Finally, what's going on?
That's why he was speeding.
My
yeah,
God.
We'll go with that.
He wanted
we'll
to get back to
that.
His house.
You
that's
idiot.
All.
God. Come on.
Are you familiar, Mike, right? with Marina Moroz?
No. Sounds a lovely name.
She is a Ukrainian UFC fighter who had a victory over the weekend.
Oh.
And this is a very sweet tape when she was addressing the crowd after she won. and it does humanize what's going on in the Ukraine. And we need more. I think we need to be reminded of this because she's, you know, she just won, but she takes her moment in the spotlight, nearly breaks down talking about how this is affecting her people.
If you know, I, my country have war right now, and my family in Ukraine, I have heart weak, I worry, I'm crying because my family right now in bad situations. And thank you for everyone for message me, support me, because it week was hard for me. I want to cry because this war my country in. Thank you, everyone.
I love it. Just remember, folks, these are real people over there.
Yeah. And you know, no one can counter the toughness of the Ukrainian people.
Oh,
I, you know, watched so much of this. I watched a lot of video of men that were expats from Ukraine, living in other countries for many, many years, walking back into the train stations to go back across the border, the unsafe way, to go back into Ukraine. And, you know, you talk about UFC fighters. There's such some of these men are just so tough looking. They just look tough. And your heart goes out to them. And I just think the Russians are in for a hell of a slog, no matter how this shakes out.
Yeah.
They're in for a hell of a slog because these are people you don't mess with. How many Ukrainian fighters do we see? Yeah. We see tons of Ukrainian fighters. So my heart just says that physical courage. I said, you're looking at physical courage. These guys were in their 50s. Walking back in and, you know, to go fight for their country. It's stunning to me. It really is.
We can send the love to the Ukraine, but Mike, that doesn't mean it's not okay to still hate Jay Leno. Jay Leno put out a video. I think this was on the Instagram. Yeah, you know, he likes cars a lot, but he doesn't like Ferraris. I'm not going to buy a Ferrari, he says.
You know, I like Ferraris. They're excellent cars. I realize I just drove the FF90. I just never liked dealing with the dealers. When I bought my Porsche Carrera GT, Porsche brought it here in a flatbed. They sent two mechanics to show me, here's how you jack it up. You know, they sent me a jacket. Here's a book on the car. Here's a pen and pencil set. You know, until the car showed up, I felt like a customer. This is not an indictment of the car. It's just that, you know, you're spending a tremendous amount of money. You should be made to feel like a customer. I don't want to be told, well, you must buy two Mondial before you can buy this year. You have to buy two crappy cars before you can. Yes. I just get tired of that.
He gets tired of it.
They're, but they're okay. Look, these are rich people problems, and I hate him for coming out and even having this weird conversation about.
I
being
feel
so
bad
wealthy.
The way I reacted to that video.
But there is a, and I've had conversations with people that if you want to buy a special, like a specialty series or one of one or 500 Ferrari, the dealer, you have to like ingratiate yourself to the dealer and buy other used cars they have before you can even buy this car.
I don't want to have to do that.
They sent him a jacket.
Yeah, you know, and they sent me a jacket.
Yeah, I just don't know with that. By the way, any dream car, sports car,
right?
Top of the list. What would be your dream sports car?
Me, I would get a Corvette. I love a Corvette. I've driven one before. I love the way they ride, and I think they're great.
I would get a Bugatti.
Oh no, really?
If I could get any car in the world, a Bugatti.
A Bugatti?
Why are you saying, oh no, Bugatti?
Wait,
what if
what if they don't give me a jacket?
And then I'll just say, forget it. I just have a
vision of Tracy Morgan pulling out of the Bugatti dealership in Manhattan.
I remember this.
Right.
And then a dash cam of a cab behind him catching a Honda SUV slamming right into him in traffic.
I can't believe I just bought this car. And he slammed right in the back of me.
Yeah,
that's bad luck
into
for
the
you.
Side you should, merging.
You should have had it delivered on a flatbed and get a jacket. Yeah.
Well, now with the war and gas prices, anything electric.
Yes, electric.
Electric.
Tesla Plaid.
Electric.
But they're backordered.
Mike, let's close with this. You know, with St. Patrick's Day on the way, it's great that Dunkin' is rolling out a new beverage.
Dunkin' has announced a new beverage called the Shamrock Macchiato, which combines espresso, vanilla, and Irish cream. It's the festive, sugary drink that will have you saying top o' the morning and losing the bottom o' your leg.
By the way, thumbs up to
diabetes joke.
Saturday Night Live was good this weekend. Check it out if you
the
get a
opening,
chance.
When they roasted Tucker and
great.
Laura Ingraham.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And
it
also
is hilarious.
Chloe Fineman did a great Inventing Anna thing where she was walking around Saturday Night Live buying sandwiches on a Subway card. It was, I mean, like an actual Subway fare card.
Oh, I gotta watch
Absolutely
it
Absolutely worthwhile. It was good stuff. Anyway, Mike, but that's all I got. Sorry about
there
that.
There we go. That's good stuff.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
If you can, you know, there are plenty of people out there that are supporting Ukraine in any way that they can. So please do your little bit. And one cool idea I saw was people that are renting Airbnbs over in Ukraine and not using them. That's pretty cool.
That's a great idea.
That's a great article that I saw. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. And thank you for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Get our bonus show as well. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm a phony, just like you.
Get in the hole.